I just want to bring a few simple thoughts tonight, and I'll be very brief. So I know you came to see the kids. I came to see the kids. And yet we do want to bring something from the scriptures too. And I'm just going to share just a real short outline. And the main points actually are not original. As I was studying on what I was going to preach on, Matthew Henry, a very noted commentator, brought out 3 points here out of Matthew chapter 2. This is after the wise men found their way to Jerusalem and were searching for the king, the baby Jesus. And they were directed to go down to Bethlehem, as we saw in the play tonight. But as they left Bethlehem, the Bible tells us, when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, we read that, we're familiar with that, but one thing that I had never considered, and as I said, it was pointed out by Matthew Henry, a very noted commentator of 150 years or so ago, his thought was, and it goes right along with what the Christmas play was about, why wasn't there anyone from Jerusalem that went with the wise man to Bethlehem? The wise men had come and told them, we saw his star in the east, and it's the king of the Jews. And we hear king of the Jews, we're only thinking the royal aspect of that, but the Jews, if they knew the scriptures, which they would all be taught, at least the boys would be taught, as they grow into men, would be taught about the Messiah. And so as they came seeking the king of the Jews understood they were referring to the Messiah, the one that God would send to die for their sins. And so the question still remains, why were there none to accompany them? And so there's 3 suggestions. Perhaps they didn't because they just weren't interested. Now, you would have thought that some, just out of curiosity, would have gone and followed with the wise men just to see this baby and see what circumstances he was born into and just to be able to say, I saw the little baby that they claimed to be king of the Jews. You would have thought curiosity would have been enough, but no, it appears that there were none interested. They had too many things going on in their lives and they really just didn't care about God and about church and about the Bible. And you know, we have a lot of people like that today that just aren't interested. Although we would think out of curiosity they would at least investigate. You realize that most who give a sincere investigation into the claims of Christ come out born-again believers because they see that Jesus is exactly who the Bible said he was. There were some that not only weren't interested, but probably some were just plain old too busy. You see, some, what you would have thought, would have gone with the wise men because they were dignitaries. They were ambassadors from a foreign land. And you would have think, just out of pure civility, the fact that these are our guests in our country, they're high-ranking officials, we need to show them respect, honor, and dignity that's due to their office. And so you would have thought that they would have gone down just for that, but apparently everybody said, well, I'm just too busy to go. Maybe somebody else can go. And you know, there's a lot of people today that would be in church, that would be reading the scriptures, that would be praying, that would trust Christ, but they say, I'm just too busy. I'm just too busy. I can still remember very vividly, 30 years ago, a young lady that I talked to about Christ, and her little brother came on our bus route, and she was lost, and she admitted she was lost, and she knew how to be saved. She knew that she was a sinner. She knew that Jesus died on the cross for her sin. She knew that all she had to do was trust Christ, and she could be saved. But essentially what she told me was, I am just too busy right now. Maybe when I get older, I'll have time. And so you would have thought they would have just accompanied them, but they didn't. They were too busy. Unfortunately, we have people that are too busy today to get saved. They have too many things they want to do or too busy to be in church like they ought to. Well, the third reason they perhaps didn't is they just didn't desire any change in their life. You see, their conscience didn't bother them. They were religious. They were Jews. They thought that the ways I'm living or the way I'm living is just fine, and when it's all said and done, I hope my good works outweigh my bad works. And so what do we need a Messiah for? What do I need someone to die for my sins? I've done enough good works to outweigh my bad works. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people like that today whose conscience just doesn't affect them to think that they need a Savior. But the fact of the matter is, the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we're all sinners, and we all need a Savior. But until we realize that and recognize that, we'll never call out to Christ, we'll never have eternal life, and we'll have no hope of heaven. But when we realize that we're a sinner and that we need a Savior, we look to Christ and we see the virgin-born Lamb of God who lived a sinless life, died on the cross of Calvary, and then rose again the third day. And then he calls out to us, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." How about you tonight? Will you follow after Christ with the wise men? You see, they found him. And an interesting note is that they didn't bow down to Herod, the king of the Jews, the legal king of the Jews, but when they came to Christ, they did bow down. And then they presented the gifts. The gifts represent what they believe this man was, the baby was. The gold tells us they believed him to be a king, the king of kings. The frankincense was incense that they would use in worship. They believed him to be God. And then they presented him with the myrrh. The myrrh was an embalming article. It was another incense, but they used it for embalming. And so they recognized that God, the King of Kings, was to die for their sin. You see, through those three gifts are the gospel message. And so again, I ask, how about you tonight? Is curiosity keeping you away? Are you just really don't care? How about civility? Are you just too busy? Or how about conscience? Do you just not recognize your need for the Savior? Don't let any of those things hold you back. As the children said, as they closed it out, wise men still seek him, and he still receives all that will come unto him. And so we're going to bow our heads. We're going to have a word of prayer. We usually have what we call an invitation, where if you want to come to the altar and pray, you're welcome to do that. If you'd like some counseling, if you'd like to know, you know, I'm not sure about this salvation thing, I'm not sure about this heaven thing, but I'd like to know, you just come to the front, get my attention, we'll have someone share with you out of the Bible. We don't make things up on our own. We just simply teach what's in the Bible here, and we'd love to show you how you can know 100% for sure you're on your way to heaven. So let's stand. We're going to pray. We'll have Jackie come. We'll sing a song, and as we begin to sing in just a moment, if God's spoken to your heart, if you'd like to just come to the altar, or you want someone to share something from the Word of God, if you want someone to pray with you, you just come, and we'll have someone help you. All right, let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for the good job the kids did, and we're so proud of them this evening. Father, we're just grateful, though, for the story that they have to tell, how you sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins, that we might have eternal life through nothing more and nothing less than faith in that finished work of Calvary. And Father, now as we consider the thoughts that have been presented tonight, we just ask that you would bless us, and Father, speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.